Hello, hello, performance hackers, and welcome to part two of the four-part livecast series I put together for you with Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, and Russell Brunson. Yesterday was part one, and already full of so much gold. Tony started off with a question. He said, if you were coming to the end of your life, and you had to choose between making a massive amount of money or having a massive impact on the quality of someone else's life, why pick between the two? And that's the point here. Self-education to make an impact. Masterminds are an entirely new opportunity, and it's a $355 million a day business. You need to listen to this over and over again and drill this into your brain. Listen to the episode, part two, again and again on Monday for part three and Tuesday for part four of the livecast training that broke the internet last year because 260,000 people signed up. I do not know if they're going to cap it or how many people can attend, but this is why it's so important to get onto my VIP waiting list at erickkbb.com, E-R-I-C-K-B-B.com. And when you do, you'll be the first in line to be able to register, and you'll also get immediate access to my exclusive Facebook group where you can ask me any question about the knowledge broker business or anything else you want to discuss about your life, your business. So go to erickkbb.com, E-R-I-C-KBB.com. Okay, let's get back to it and listen to part two of the livecast training. I spent the last 17 years building my eight-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast.
Group training could be small groups, big groups, and the way I look at a group, it's still the forward-facing. Like, it's a group of people that could meet quarterly, monthly, weekly, Zoom, live, in person. Tony, you have your platinum group.
Yes, I mean, I have a group of people that we meet three times to four times a year. I have a chance, instead of like working one-on-one with someone coaching, where I charge $1 million to do that, and I only can handle so many. So I said, wow, what if I took 300 or 400 people, which sounds like a lot, but for me, and my, you know, my seminars are 10 to 50,000 people now, see a quarter million people in live seminars. What if I could just find a small group, and within that group, we could work on things, their body, their minds, their emotions. About every 3 to 4 months, we're back together and blow them away. It's one of the most fulfilling things I do. I've done it for 14 years now. And these are my family members, and these are people, like, they go to the seminars, they love it, they get the experience of those live events, but then we have this intimate kind of mastermind environment that really changes people's lives at a deep level, where we get to know each other. It truly is one of the most fulfilling things.
That group is your family. When I meet somebody who's a plat, they're like, hey, Dean, I know you through Tony. I'm a plat. Like, that's how they identify. It, yeah. Now, but that's Tony Robbins. Yes, it's $85,000 a year. I have a $100,000 group that I started a few years back. There's groups. I have a $7 a month group that's served 100% through Facebook. We've been doing it. It's a Facebook group. It's an amazing community of young entrepreneurs that want to go to the next level. And also, look at somebody like Ryan Black. Ryan saw all his friends having dating problems. And he got frustrated with people like, oh, I love this girl, and then it's not working out. I don't know what to say. How do I talk to her? How do I ask her to go to the next level of our relationship? And is it like, he just saw it, and he started studying it obsessively. How do you help my friends? How do I help myself? And he started building this community. He's provided all free content online, helping people online. He just kept saying, hey, if you need help with dating, this is what I've learned from this book and this one. He became the
which brought people to him because he was adding value to them. He was just giving them information they learned. They said, hey, I trust this guy, I respect this guy. They brought it closer, and then he started to be able to charge for it. And now his business has grown. What's he doing now?
Yeah, well, he's a group training. He does it 100% online. He started at $5,000 to $10,000 a month. He sent us documentation. I'm not saying you're going to do this, and I don't know what the profit margin is, but he's doing between $30,000 to $50,000 a month right now, doing group training on how to be better at dating, how to be better in relationships, and he's crushing it, and he feels so amazing. And again, his biggest fear was, am I really gonna give the students the results they needed? Yes. And obviously they do, because they keep coming back. So again, we're talking about masterminds, and under is communities and workshops and groups. And the last one is what people call a workshop. I mean, a mastermind. An actual mastermind. And a mastermind is, Napoleon Hill said it the best, right?
Yeah. Anytime you bring two people together where there's some form of harmony or rapport, a third mind is formed. And that third mind has answers that neither of those individuals would have. When you get more than two people, it starts to grow geometrically. And the beautiful thing about masterminds, guys, is you might say, I don't know if I got the ability to stand up and even talk to a group on Zoom or even talk to a group of 10 or 12 people in a little meeting sharing what I know. You don't have to do that in a mastermind. In a mastermind, you're bringing people together and we show you the process to get them to bring the answers to the table. And you know what? People actually own things more in a community. A community is not just a place you go get something, a community go give something. And people get addicted to masterminds because I'm learning from other people really practical, specialized knowledge. Something can make me and my business grow, help me do with my hair, help me make better software, help me whatever it is I'm looking for. These are other people in that industry. They have history and challenges that I have. We share ideas and answers, but I'm also able to contribute to that area. And it takes the pressure off of you trying to be the expert. You don't have to be as a head of a mastermind.
I have to tell you, nothing in my life. It is the one thing that has moved the needle more for me than any one thing in my life. I get to go, I hold high-end masterminds, but I also attend high-end masterminds. I spend hundreds of thousands of dollars going because I get to go there with my biggest problem and challenge. And I get to go there also with my biggest opportunity. And the biggest opportunity, the group shines light on how to make it bigger. And the problem, somebody in the group absolutely has been through it and they give me guidance. Nothing has changed my life like masterminds.
Plus, they become your dearest friends.
They
become friends for each other. They become friends for you. And that also creates stickiness for the business as well on a positive side. People don't want to go away when they get so much value. Instead of you having to be the generator of value all by yourself, that's the beauty of a mastermind. Quite frankly, in the beginning, I did it all on my own. I learned, I grew. I was the guy from the front of the room. I did it the rough way. But masterminds are a much easier way. And in those masterminds, you're learning constantly too, which makes you a better expert. So if you do want to give a course, if you do want to step up and write a book, you have got something
to
pull
eyeballs,
from.
And you got eyeballs.
Yes.
And just so think about this, when we say mastermind from this part out, we mean communities and groups and workshops and actual masterminds. I just got to share about Dana Derricks. Dana, awesome guy. If you could pull him up on the screen, Mike. Dana's an awesome dude because...
Oh, the goat farmer,
Like literally, his video that he sent in was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Dana taught people how to find partners to help promote your business. So you're going out there and he would find somebody that's in a similar genre, but not a competition, and get him to be an affiliate partner to promote.
Yeah.
So he did it so well, he said, let me build a course. And he's like, the course is good, but it's not making the impact. Then he got nervous. He started a $25,000 per person mastermind to come to his goat farm, literally in his garage.
No.
I'm not joking, in his garage, and hold it, and could this work? Would they pay me? Would they want to come to this little town I live in? So amazing that right now he's doing $50,000 a month in top line revenue, helping people learn how to be better.
$600,000 a year. And how long has he been doing it now? 2 years?
2 years.
Yeah, two years.
2 years doing this. So the reason I wanted to share these examples, and we had our team scour people to find from all different walks of life, is because when we talk, like, we didn't want to share too much to the world because you go, oh, I'm not Tony, I'm not Dean, I'm not an expert. And that's why you're wrong. In fact, I think I'm going to go to the whiteboard.
Please do.
I want to share something. If you guys could follow me over here. Thanks, Jeremy. So let's peel this off. So being in the knowledge business is, again, when we first share this, you might think, I'm not an expert. And we have exact questions that we're going to go over. Thank you so much. Over 30,000 of you responded to the email that Tony and I sent out asking you what would stop you from being in the knowledge business. And we heard you say, I'm an expert. I'm good at something, but I'm not a good teacher. I wouldn't know what to say. I wouldn't know how to do it. I wouldn't know where. But we solve that. That's what we do, right? So just think, if you had a methodical process, if you have a skill, a hobby, an expertise, or a passion, if you had the right questions designed by Tony and I after 60 years, where when you were done, you went, holy crap, this is what I'm good at. All of a sudden, your confidence goes up, and then you get the blueprint on how to train it, whether online for a half a day or 2 days in person, along with tools that we've been using. I've been using most of those for over 20 years. So just think, that fear goes away. But I want to tell you the three type of people. We were calling it the KBB triangle. The three type of people we've already mentioned a lot of times, but I want this to sum it up for you. You're either the expert. And what does the expert mean? It means you have to be in business for 50 years, doing it every day. No, that's not what it means. Take Jamie, if you could pull Jamie up. Jamie Findlay, I love this story. Jamie was a wedding photographer. doing really well. I think, if I remember right, she was doing $60,000, $70,000 a year as a wedding photographer and working time and effort, right? So she'd have to go to the wedding, she'd have to film, she'd have to edit, she'd have to do all the pieces. Well, then she started teaching her friends, and then more friends wanted to learn. So right now, what Jamie does is she holds expert workshops on how to be in the wedding photography business, how to market, how to brand yourself, how to do amazing pictures, how to get other people to help you, how to get interns. She does this now, and she's so fulfilled. Same thing. Her biggest fear, would people actually pay me for what I know? I haven't been doing this for a million years. Now she's doing $41,000 a month, helping people get in the photography business. This is what the world has changed. People would think just 10 years ago, you'd say, I want to be in the wedding business. Where can I go to college to learn how to be a photographer?
Yeah.
People don't think that anymore. You know where they go? They go and look for who's somebody I want to learn from a professional. I want to learn from a non-professional who's doing it rather than the professional
teacher. Meaning a non-professional teacher.
Yeah, non-professional teacher that's doing it rather than the professional teacher. So that's a great story with Jamie. So now you might be saying, okay, all right, if Tony and Dean were guiding me, I could extract it, I could share it, okay. But what about if I'm not an expert? I don't have any expertise. I just got out of college, or I've been in a job that hasn't challenged me forever, but I'm ready to tap into my full potential. Then you'd be the reporter. Listen, I told this story on stage, and I'll rob this. I mean, the best idea, the best example of a reporter is Money Master the Game.
Yeah,
it's one of the greatest.
Yeah, because what I did when I saw this, I saw so many people suffering during 2008, and I knew a lot in the financial area. I'd coached Paul Tudor Jones, one of the top 10 financial traders, for 24 years, and lost money in 24 years. It was all him, not me, but I got to learn a lot. And I thought, what if I went interviewed, because people are going to say, Tony Robbins, he's a motivator. They don't know who I am. They don't know what I've done in the financial area. What if I interviewed 50 of the smartest people in the world, the Warren Buffetts, the Ray Dalios, the Carl Icahns, and figure out what makes them tick? What makes them so successful to go from nothing to multi-billion dollars? These are all people like Ray Dalio started in a two-bedroom apartment, right? And now the guy's got $160 billion that he manages. And so I figured out what they did. I applied it. And I taught it, I put it in a book, and I taught it to people. But I gotta tell you what else benefit happens. When you go to teach other people and you learn things, you apply it yourself. I took what I learned from them in my little $50, $100 million companies and converted them to $1 billion companies, $6 billion now a year, just from what I learned in that area. But it started earlier. There was a guy, when I was first getting out, I was interested in the skills of leadership, and I was interested in influence, and I was interested in persuasion and negotiation and sales. And the number one guy in the world at that time was a guy named Tommy Hopkins. And he was like 20 years my senior, and he had big seminars, like 1,200 people. And I was like, how am I ever going to do this? And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to interview 50 people who are making $250,000 or more. Back then, that'd be like $1 million or more today, in the sales profession. And let me find out what they did, from car salespeople to insurance people. And I did it. And so I was the reporter. I gathered that knowledge. And then I started doing little seminars, and the seminars grew from 50, 100, 200, and pretty soon there were a couple thousand people, and I was outstreaming Tommy Hopkins. No disrespect, he's a beautiful man, but I got to kill it because I was bringing new information that wasn't mine, it was from the best people in the field. And that's what I'm best at, is extracting that. And that's what you'll get in this course.
And the cool part is, when Tony did it, he had to fill events.
That's
and you
right.
had to fill events through direct mail, through advertising in the newspaper or TV.
Yeah, it's
right?
Very
in
expensive.
Today's world, you pick up your phone, you have the opportunity to share this knowledge, and that's why it's growing. I mean, being the reporter is how most of us start. And you have the opportunity to go out. And I share this, I gotta share this really quick. If I was doing a weekend workshop on how to be a wedding photographer, and I said to you, hey, come to this weekend workshop, and I'm gonna show you how to get in the wedding photography business, how to market it, how to have a great style, how to brand it, and how to get somebody else to do the work, and you'll be at $250 a year in 18 months. Give me $1,000 for a weekend Zoom workshop. But I have one disclaimer, I've never taken pictures and I'm not a wedding photographer. I just did this in front of 9,000 people when we were in Chicago. And I said, who would buy from me? Not one person raised their hand. But then I said, okay, same stuff. I'm gonna teach you how to market, brand, look great, do all these things. I have to disclaim though, for this $1,000 weekend workshop online through Zoom, I have to disclaim, I've never been in the wedding business. But here's what I did. I went on Instagram. I found the 10 top wedding photographers making the most money in America. I DM'd them. I got in contact with them. I got them on the phone, and I extracted the 10 best strategies from the 10 best in the United States. I correlated that information, and I want to share with you the 10 best strategies from the 10 best in the world over a weekend workshop with Zoom. and you can make 250 grand a year. Who would like to be in that workshop? The entire audience raised their hand. So we get rid of that. If you're not the, and you can come back on this camera. If you're not the expert, at least you don't feel that you are, then you got to be the reporter of someone else's expertise.
Which will turn you into an expert eventually, because you'll have specialized knowledge nobody else has.
And then the last one is being a knowledge broker.
Can I take that one?
Yeah,
please. Because this is where I started. So I didn't have the skill. I was still in learning the reporting stage. And I met this man, Jim Rohn. I went to a seminar. It changed my life. And I wrote him. It was Christmas Eve. I got kicked out of my house. My dad got kicked out too. My mom was a powerful woman. He went back east. I was on my own. I remember I wrote this note. I sent it to his offices. I said, I'm going to bring you to the San Gabriel Valley, east of Los Angeles. I'm going to promote you. I didn't know how to promote. I just want people to know what you have. And so I stumbled across, and I didn't get the job initially, but I eventually went to work for him, where I would go fill his events. So I was a knowledge broker. And then I became a broker when I said, I want to bring other people to the table. I want to start my own business. I want to have multiple speakers. And so that's what I did. And then gradually, over the years, I got better than some of the people I learned. I had a skill set.
And you eventually got on stage.
And I became the expert. So it's like you can hit this from many different angles. And the secret is you can start as small as you want and do something that's so meaningful and enjoyable, earn really well while you're building into something even larger.
Yeah, switch over to this camera. I want to show you this too. So this is what I really want to bring. And I'm obsessed with whiteboards. I can't do slides. So think about it. If you'd love to tap into an industry that's going towards $1 billion a day by 2025, this is one of those things you look back in 10 years and go, shit, I was watching Tony and Dean. They said this was happening. It took over. Old education's dead. This is the new way. I could have been in there. So if you're excited about that, whether you're starting in the middle or you're crushing it, want to go to the next level, if you're intrigued about this industry, there's no excuse. Because if you have a skill, honestly, if you die someday with a skill or an expertise in your head and you don't share it, I think you should feel guilty. That's what we want to do. We want to make self-education the new norm. I have a skill, I should share it, create significance, create impact. But if not, you'd be the reporter. If not, you're the broker. This covers every single one of you watching right now. One of you fit here. And here's the cool part. Because of the change in the world, change of technology, you could do it virtual or in person. And the thing is, too, if you say, but I don't know what to teach, that's what we're going to talk about in a minute. We take all that away. We have 60 plus years. But here's the cool part. If you open up and show this whole screen, this is everybody watching. You could do it virtual or online. You could do it in person, right? It's not the book, it's not the course, it's not coaching. It's one to many. And then lastly, you could decide if you'd build a community, like the girl that does right here, endometriosis.
Yeah, that's a perfect
Gavin,
example.
If you want to bring up Gavin, I love what they've done. I mean, she built a community helping women conquer endometriosis, and she's not a doctor, she's not a nurse, she was just the reporter and did it. So she built an amazing community.
But here's the most important thing. She went through the process of all the pain and solved it. She navigated through it, so she has specialized knowledge to help somebody else and save them decades or months or years with the pain. That's the power of what this is really all about. That's what the knowledge blueprint business really is. It's showing you the blueprint of how you can help others and help yourself simultaneously.
Yeah, and so, if you could build a community, you could build a group, or you could build a workshop. Whatever one fits you, virtual or in person, and for us, that all falls, virtual or in person, it all falls under the umbrella of doing a mastermind. Again, it's completely straight impact. The other thing too is masterminds, you get to charge more. These people are charging $10,000, $15,000 in some cases because you're going there and you're condensing decades into days.
You're also showing somebody how to be able to earn more. So people will spend a dollar to make 10. They'll spend 10,000 to make 100,000. Very often, like in my own industry, when I was helping people just with personal development, people don't realize if I go to this event, I could save my life. I could transform my energy. I could save my marriage. But all that seems like something in the distance. When you do things that are dimes to dollars, like things of this nature, where you're showing somebody how to solve a problem right now, people will spend the money for it, and it's happening all over the world. And the marketing part is the best part, because you might be saying, exactly, okay, what if I already have a business too? What if I'm already in this business, Tony? How do I take it to the next level? Or I'm brand new. Let me make it really simple. I got 54 companies. When I take over a company, the very first thing that I do And I'll give you two pieces of advice right now, whether you're starting from nothing or whether you've already got a business. Number one, I want to find out who is the ideal customer. Yep. Who's the person I want to serve? Who's the person that really needs this? Who's the person who's going to want this even when the economy's in bad shape? And then I want to know everything about them. What do they need? What do they want? What do they desire? What do they fear? Now, if you start with something you've already gone through, you're one of those people. You already have yourself as an example. But I study everything I can to know about them. And then my job is to meet their needs. And the way you do that is you come up with an irresistible offer. And we're going to show you how just changing a little bit of language can change literally 1,000 times return on the same investment you made in a few dollars, and let's say on a Facebook ad or something you put on Instagram or something you do in any form of social media. So the secret, I'll give you an example. Most of you are probably familiar with Zappos. Zappos is a company that started, you know, if you can imagine back in 1999, 2000, and they had this idea, we're going to sell shoes to women online. Now, if somebody says, I want you to invest in this company, what are you going to say? Are you crazy? Women are going to need to buy the shoes. They're going to have to ship them to them. They're going to have to try them on. They don't like them. They're going to have to ship them back. No one's going to do this. And sure enough, no one did. Now, then along comes Tony Hsieh, who's a friend of mine who now runs the company. And Tony, and this is a bunch of guys in a house in San Francisco, and they're struggling and they're losing money. And he says, guys, the first thing you got to know is who's your ideal customer. He says, you already have the ideal customer because women have a different relationship to shoes. A woman can put on one shoe and she's a different woman, a different color, a different heel. You know, for women, shoes can equal happiness. Is it true, ladies? But for guys, some guys it matters. Other guys, it's like it's a shoe, right? He goes, you got the ideal customer. He said, but you need an irresistible offer that'll make it so that they feel ridiculous not to do this with them. And he said, here's what I would do. He said, your objection is, the problem is, they got to try these shoes on. Let them buy as many shoes as they want. And here's the offer. We'll pay the shipping to you. And if you don't like any of them, you can ship them all back. And we'll take them all back, no cost to you. And we'll pay the shipping both ways. Now, if you heard this story, and you're an investor, you're like, you're crazy, you're going to go bankrupt. He says, you're going to go bankrupt anyway. You might as well have an irresistible offer. Today, that company grew to over $1.2 billion. They sold it to Amazon, and Tony still runs it today. I want you to know, all this really comes down to is saying, who do I want to serve? What's something I have or someone else has where I could take that information and help somebody? Who are the ideal people to go after? And then what would be the irresistible offer? And we will walk you through that, as well as how to build the course, how to lay it all out. And we built it all the way down from not only a training you in this in our course, but also being able to do a software that just automates it for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, in a moment here, we're gonna share more, but we spent over $500,000 creating a software that's got a wisdom extractor. So you can literally go through a process that we developed. So when you're done, you go, wow, that's who I am. That's who I need to attract. This is how I build the irresistible offer. This is the curriculum. Let's go after this. Yeah. And that's how we change the world. So the last part, if you said, and I'd love to, if you could, right now, in the chat, because our team is watching the chat, if you feel you're the expert, type a one right now. Just do it. Type a one right now if you're the expert. Or you'd rather be a reporter, type a two. Or if you'd rather be the broker, type three. We're gonna look at these later. I wanna see, this is personally, I just wanna see which one of these do you feel like you fit in? And if I was you right now, if I was watching, say, okay, Tony, I get it, Dean, the knowledge industry, it's exploding. I wanna make more money, I wanna make more impact. I want both at the end of my life. I'd like to be in this business. I could be an expert, a broker, a reporter. I like being in front of people, I do it in person. Now, I'd rather do it behind a screen, I'll do it on Zoom or other online ways. And I want to build a community. No, I want to build a group like Tony did. No, I want a mastermind where the collective genius in the room gets better. Or I want to do a workshop where it's a weekend. I want to show people how to do exactly what I do in a weekend, change their life forever, get my check and go. So now I would say, I hope right now we painted the picture. I hope we did you a service today because we have so much we want to share in a short period of time. I hope we did that service. But the only thing left I'd be thinking is, how do I get paid for it? And that's the part that in this partnership, that's what I've obsessed on more than
anything. How do I fill this class?
Yeah, how do I fill the class? And I want to share this. When Tony and I started, it's that whole walking uphill both ways like our parents did, but we had to go out and cast big nets. I did an infomercial because he did. That's the only reason I went in the infomercial.
They were expensive. It took huge risks.
I was a couple $100,000 in on credit cards to see if I got my first order. And then we'd have to hope somebody walking by the TV would want what we have. The world has changed so much that instead of social media using you, we show you how to use it. You have the opportunity. If you wanted to find pregnant moms who make $100,000 a year, who like peanut butter and jelly and do Pilates, You literally in 15 minutes could go find tens of thousands of them and provide them exactly what they need. So it doesn't matter what niche you're in, what you do for a living, where you want to be the reporter, you can have access. If you look at Aaron and Jocelyn, if you pull them up, Aaron and Jocelyn were just a great couple. Like every time they're around people, they're like, you guys get along so good. You should help us. So they started putting stuff online. They started building a community. They just started sharing stuff for free. And then his wife said, why don't we do one of those workshops? And he's like, I don't know. Who's going to pay us? They won't come. Right. They started doing workshops. They are completely self-employed. They both quit their jobs. They're doing $16,000 a month.
That's incredible.
Helping people with relationships. Listen. There are no limits. There's no boundaries. This works wherever you are in the world. There's zero boundaries. One last thing I want to say about this too is we all know, and Tony, you've been sharing this, why you pounded the street, that's why you wrote that book. Winter is coming and it's eventual that the economy will turn. And if you Google it, you'll see when the economy turns, companies and people obsess on specialized knowledge more than anything else. So talk about not only putting yourself in an industry that's exploding, putting yourself in an industry that if the economy turns, it's recession proof. Yeah. Yeah. And you get to make impact during that time like you did.
I think it's so important for you to realize though also that what would get in the way. We've talked about how great this is.
Yeah, yeah.
Say, okay, what's the point? You know, how do I do this?
Yeah.
We'll show you how, but what gets in the way are your fears and your limiting beliefs. And so one of the reasons I said, let's reach out and say to people, what would hold you back or what questions you have? You know, we had like 50, you know, people in a row almost saying some of the same things. Like the number one thing that you saw on the list that we saw with these different emails is someone say something like, again, what are people, they're not going to pay me. They don't know who I am. I'm not Tony Robbins. I'm not Dean. I'm not anybody like this. Well, that's why I wanted to give you all these examples to show you that these people didn't do it either. But I'll tell you what the secret is. People ask me all the time, even in public speaking, say, how do you get up there and do that? You know, it scares the hell out of me. I'm never scared because I'm not focused on me. So let me give you a tip. If you're focused on, oh my God, are people going to like me? Are they going to respond to me? You're going to have a problem because you're in your own head. You're not focused on serving them. My focus, even when I had nothing, was to say, what do these people need? Who are they? What do they want? How can I do more for them than anybody else is doing? And I would gather my resources, my insights. I'd go to books, and then I'd get up there, and I'd only talk about what I was passionate about. And I didn't think about how I was coming across. Some of what I come across, even now, it's terrible. But what matters is getting to the outcome where you truly serve people. And if that is your obsession, there is zero fear. There is only fear when you're thinking about how I'm coming across. And that's also true if you're saying, are people going to like me? Are they going to respond to me in the business? All you've got to do is focus on serving them. Provide content. It can be free content in the beginning. And people will like you because you're adding value to their life. People will respond to you and you will become gradually an expert. So this is not instant overnight. But you can see people starting a business in a year or two earning sizable amounts of money by anybody's stretch, from $10,000 a month to $50,000 a month or more, because they've got themselves in the game. You got to let yourself get in the game. You can't allow yourself to be stopped by those limiting beliefs. The other one I hear people say is, you know, I don't have the resources, I don't have the money, I don't know where to start. I didn't have any of it either. None of us did. But here's what we did. We made a decision that this is something we wanted to make our life. We wanted to serve people. We wanted to make a difference. We wanted to bring information that was valuable. And we wanted to make it our business so we could do it full time and provide for our families. Any human being can do that today, and we've got the expertise to show you how. But what you got to forget is it's not about resources, it's about resourcefulness. When you are resourceful, see, people say, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I don't have the computer program, I don't have the right people, I don't have the knowledge base. You can get the time, the energy, the money, the creativity if you're resourceful. If you're passionate enough, you'll find the answer. If you're determined enough, you'll get through the problem. If you care for other people enough, you'll pull them into you. So I want you to know, resources are never the problem, it's just resourcefulness. And we can show you how to compress to go from where you are to where you want to be in the shortest period of time, because we've made the mistakes. And we also know the tools now that can scale you and take you very, very rapidly and save you that. The secret my whole life has been, I can learn by my own experience or I can learn by other people. Everybody knows in business, OPM, other people's money is valuable, it's leverage. But the thing that's more valuable than OPM is OPE, other people's experience.
Yeah.
If you can learn from the best in the world, you can save yourself a decade or two. That's what our passion is. That's why I've been talking like this. And now let's talk to them about how they can participate.
Yeah, yeah. So Listen, we were just talking about, we're on a golf course. I golf twice a year and it's with this guy. So, and we golf eight or nine holes, right? And I love golf with you because you just pick the best holes. It's amazing. So we're on the golf course and we're always talking about doing business together. We've been knowing each other almost a decade.
Yeah.
And we always go, let's just go golf. Let's go eat. And we don't. But we got on the subject of self-education and how do we make it the new norm? Without my guidance counselor said, go work at a factory, no college. Maybe stay working on cars. Not that working on cars is bad, but there was nothing in the middle until I found self-education. So how do we leave a legacy? We help you extract it, share it, and profit, or be the reporter, share it, and profit. So we spent the last 8 months putting together a process, a blueprint for you to follow. Listen, here's what we know. If you're still watching right now, you're intrigued about another level. You'd like to tap into your full potential. It's what we all want. Dale Carnegie used to say it all the time. I loved it. The biggest plight in the world is knowing you have more potential and you're not giving it. This is one of those chances. And here's what we know. You're going to have to gain new capabilities. Our best thinking always get us to where we are, right? Tony's, when I got his course, new capabilities, I went to another level. You're going to need next level capabilities and you're going to need someone to train you. You're going to need someone to guide you. And Tony and I would like it to be us.
Yeah.
We just spent 8 months, well over $500,000 just on a software alone to help you. And we want to share that with you right now. And we call it the Knowledge Business Blueprint. Mike, you could go to those slides. And here's what we created for you. I'm going to go through this step by step so you really understand it. Let's go here. The first part of the Knowledge Business Blueprint is to extract it. And Mike, you could stay up for a little bit and then pull it down. Thank you. You know we're live, right? The Knowledge Business Blueprint, here's the greatest thing. This is the first course this guy's done. I've been waiting for freaking years. This is the first course Tony's done in over 10 years. And when you start this course, Tony will set the anchor for foundation like nobody's business. We've already let just 100 people into the course just to see, and they're losing their mind.
Later on, you should look online and just see the comments, because these are people, some of them are new and some are seasoned veterans and are completely blown away. This is everything. I have time to do a seminar, an event. I do more seminars, events, and courses, obviously. I want to make sure that it is unmatched. We have done that here, and you have done that here in an extraordinary way. And not because we're patting ourselves on the back, but because with 60 years experience, we'd have to be idiots not to see there are patterns that can help people get the answer quicker than they've ever seen before. And we know exactly where to go, and we've designed it for you.
Yeah, exactly. And so just think, and pull that slide up for just a second here, Mike. The first part, not only do we set the foundation, this is where we teach you how to extract your competence, to know exactly, go through a process that Tony and I created that will just immediately show you, oh my God, this is what I'm good at. And then what Tony said before, how do you identify your ideal client? And then this is the part you're going to love.
All right, performance hackers. This is where we'll stop with part two of the four-part series of Tony, Dean, and Russell's livecast. And we'll pick back up on Monday with part three. And of course, on Tuesday, we'll finish it off with part four. But don't forget, performance hackers, erickbb.com, www.erickbb.com. That's your call to action. And you'll also get a sneak peek at my $40,000 and plus bonuses for free I added on top of Tony, Dean, and Russell's course and software. You'll also get immediate access to my exclusive Facebook group where you can ask me any questions about the KBB course, the MindMint software, or anything else you want to discuss with me. Business, life, whatever you want. So let's do this. Let's take action. Let's make an impact. And let's change lives together. I'll see you guys on Monday. Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.